Well, good morning. It is 10:38 a.m. on Friday, December the 20th, 2024. Partly cloudy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's not terribly cold. Official temperature is, I think, 36. It's somewhere around 36 and 40. I'm not exactly sure. I guess it depends on where you're standing. Apparently really hot somewhere in town. Cars don't know enough to get out of the way. So yesterday I got tied up in tangled up in blues, as it were. Got what I thought was going to be the last shop before Christmas into the grocery store, only to discover that at the grocery store they only had two turkeys. Both of them were over 20 pounds. So I understand why they're still there. We'll take it. We'll take it. It's a lovely day. Happy New Year to you, too. Happy holidays all around. I didn't recognize that she has a hat. There's a special kind of name for that. I don't know if it's like, I don't remember what it is now. Kettle hat or something. I didn't recognize her with the hat on because I looked for her white hair and her black dog. And I saw the black dog and I thought, she sort of walks like her. It was her. Anyway, two turkeys, neither of which were of an appropriate size for me to cook for dinner on Christmas Day for four of us. So I asked in the meat department, and I said, oh, well, we were lucky to get those. This is a common theme I get from my local King Soopers. They had frozen, but it's at this point, I don't really have time to thaw a frozen turkey. Well, I suppose, maybe. Maybe. Anyway, I prefer fresh. So I came home sans turkey. And by the time I got everything taken care of, I was done for the day. So yeah, I didn't walk yesterday. Should have gone out in the afternoon. I should have. But I didn't. I could beat myself up for it now. A, it's too late. B, it's a silly idea to beat myself up for something that I chose not to do. So yeah, anyway. So this morning when the household woke, And I could open the garage door without repercussions. I took a quick spin over to the local Safeway, who had all kinds of turkeys. Fresh turkeys, frozen turkeys, all kinds. Found exactly the turkey I was looking for. Snarfled that right up. And got it back in the fridge. And didn't take my shoes off and came out for my walk. Good morning. You're welcome. Like some bitching. So I've been through a couple of samples, reading, and I finished Over London, George Penny and his co-writer, whoever it is, I can't remember. It was okay. It was humorous. It was a bit over the top. It was a certain amount of intended absurdity that actually unfolded the plot rather effectively. Nothing wrong with it. I don't know. It's a good one. If you like absurd, if you like the steampunk aesthetic, if you like stupid people doing stupid things only to stumble onto the answers that they need, it's a good book. I read it through to the end. I chuckled a couple of times. I laughed a couple of times. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't trash it. One of my dozen for 2024, my top dozen books? No, I don't think so. If I'm only going to pick a book, I have to pick Wandering In volumes 1 through 12. But I don't think I can pick just a book, because I read mostly series. And then it's like one book. I can't do one book. So I've started another series. I'm in the sample of something. I don't know what it is. One of the titles that keeps showing up as S or A lists in the various Lit RPG compendia. It's one I've seen. It keeps popping up, and I keep skipping by it. But I picked it up. We'll see. I have a whole bunch of stuff waiting to go. A whole bunch of stuff. I think if I'm going to pick the top dozen authors for the year, Sarah J. Hoodlett for New to Me for the year, for The Way of the Wielder. And I'm really looking forward. I have book two. I just haven't got to it. Really fun characters. Really good, solid, delightful world building. For continued delight, Jenny Schwartz always has to be on the list. Jenny's, I got book three of Pax Galactica, and now along with all of the other books, all of the other series that Jenny has put out. It's a Space Deputy, I think, one. The one that hooked me was The Adventures of a Xenoarchaeologist. And then there's three or four books in that series, and three or four in the Delphic Dame, which is the follow-on series. And then, of course, Pax Galactica. And so there's a lot. You know, Jenny Schwartz has to be on my top dozen for the year. John Wilker. I don't talk about him very much. John Wilker, what is it? I forget the name of the series. He has a couple. But he's a fellow Denverite. I think he's down around the spring somewhere. Denverite. Coloradoan. I think he's down around the spring somewhere. I'm certainly not a Denverite. Some good space opera. Commerce-based, not military. very much fun. Guy and his aunt, who is a terror. Who else? Who else? Sarah Painter. Oh my God. I hadn't read any of Sarah Painter until I think this summer. And I've been through two of her series so far. And looking forward to whatever else she's going to put out, because the Crow, starting with Crow. Oh, man. And then Ward Witch, which is, I think it's a follow-on series. It might be parallel. I don't know where it falls in the timeline. But it's in the same universe as the Crow Investigation series. Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. Just suck that up with a straw. I'm trying to think. I lost a whole morning. I lost a whole morning. The other day, trying to get a list of all of the books that I had read in 2024 so far, because now I've got like four more that I have to go on, but I'll have a couple more before the month's over. Now that I'm no longer reading Wandering In, I'm back up in my old habit of 2-3 books a week. But there is a series that I started last year, P.D. Ball's They Call Me Princess Case. And it's wonderful. It's amazing. And I picked up around the middle of July, I think I picked up book 5. And coming up on a get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. And when I downloaded the list, I got book 1 and book 5. And I thought, well, that's weird. I should have all 5. Why don't I? And I looked, and sure enough, they're on the list. They're on the page where I get the list from, read.amazon.com. So I went back and tried again, tried it different ways, tried it in a variety of formats, and oh, shit. Spreadsheet hell. And finally, 2 hours into this horror show, the morning dribbling away, my writing time lost to frustration, my writing, my walking time disappearing as the day wears on. And I realized that the only reason that it showed book one when it did was because I looked up book one inadvertently when I saw book 5 show up, and I thought, didn't I read this series? Where did it go? And so I inadvertently opened it on my Kindle, which Amazon thinks meant I read it. And all the other books were in 2023. So, I lost a whole morning to being stupid. Very frustrating. But P.D. Ball, speaking of holdovers from previous years, P.D. Ball's Case series. It's an isekai. It's uh, interesting from the perspective of the guy being reincarnated as a young woman, a very young woman, who is the only surviving heir to a royal throne, and the adventures that he has to have to accommodate being her and a child in the beginning. I was prepared to be squicked out. I was prepared to be, nah, I'm not going to read YA. This is not YA. Jesus. This is not YA. I was not squicked out. I was impressed with P.D. Ball's interpretation of the characters. It was really, it's really good. It looks like crap, but it's really good. Another one like that was Ed Nelson. Something like Lost in Time. I forget what it is now. About an engineer. It owes a lot to Leo Frankowski's Crosstown Engineer series with an old engineer at or near the end of his life who's reincarnated into a Dark Ages, I think, English countryside, and winds up just overwhelming them. A lot of fun. The new book, the latest one, is just dropped, or I just found it, and so that's going to get into this year, probably. Ed Nelson, one of my best of 2024. I'm trying to think, there's some others in there too. It's not just the number of books they have, right? Sarah J. Hoodlett's only got, well, she's got two now, because I think Way of the Wielder was first. I think the next one is Way of the World. I haven't read it yet, so I'm basing this entirely on her first book, which is just wonderful. Best new author. Well, best new to me. No, best new author, because she just published this book this year, so her very first book. I've read a lot of first books. I've read a lot of first books that are first books. And I have a hard time, there's a couple of them, but I'm having a hard time meeting them where they are. And I can sort of see what I think the author was trying to do, but I don't know that it was executed too well, which, mea culpa, I would have to, in spite of the fact that how many people love the book, I would have to put Quarter Share in the same category. My reach exceeded my grasp, and while there are a lot of things in that book that I really like, the execution could have been better, which is grossly unfair to 2007 me, looking back 17 years. And 23 more titles. One would hope that I had learned something in that time. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
So it's not fair to really judge that work on the basis of what I would do now. And it's the entry place. A lot of people get on board right there and don't get off. Thank you very much, all of you, for doing that. I'm surprised at how many people only know Wizard's Butler. I'm grateful. Clearly, taking that on as a labor of love translated to a lot of readers who really love it. And I think it's actually holding me back from the cat. I don't want to let people down. So trying to find the same level of, let's have some fun with this, which was my mindset when I was writing The Wizard's Butler. Let's have fun with this. Let's have some fun. What does this look like? How does this feel? This is going to be something different. Let's do this something different. And I really need to try to recapture that feeling in the face of, there isn't a whole lot that's looking like it's going to be fun going forward, which on balance just means it's much more important that I do it. No pressure. No pressure. Yes. Well, it certainly got warm enough. I've been walking in the direct sun, so a lot of solar gain. I'm almost past the park. The willows have lost all the leaves on the north side of the trees. Most of these trees that had all their leaves, or most of their leaves left, are now denuded several days later. In theory, we had a big windstorm the other night. There were 70, 80 mile an hour winds up in north of us and south of us, and we got all the way up to 12 miles an hour that night. I get the readings from the airport in a table, and I looked at what the overnight readings were, and it's like major windstorm. We got up to 12. Yeah. Greeley is down in a hole or something. I'm not exactly sure what the terrain is doing, but it tends to funnel weather systems around us rather than over us. And I think that's probably a good thing. Ah, well, at any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.